It is 8 o'clock Eastern, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 8 Eastern. I got it wrong. Okay. I want to call the NLA Hams Net to order. This is Terry Moore. I'm KI0RE. This week, I learned a little bit today, as a matter of fact, that software-defined radios have gone a lot further than what I knew. Anyway, I would like to invite everybody to comment. Please direct your comments at me. I'm running net control. I would like somebody else to take net control at some point. But I would like to know if you have a call sign, your call sign, and then your first name. If you don't have a call sign, your first name, your state will be sufficient. So I would be KI0RE Terry, or I could be Terry from Colorado. I'm going to go down and ask for check-ins, and sometimes we double. Don't worry about it. I'll come back to whoever doubled and get you checked in. So I'm going to do some check-ins real fast. Anybody that has a call sign, please check in now.
The next control. Oh, go ahead.
This is Don, KD8UTS. Over.
UTS. Thank you, Don. And the next one, who is that?
This is Wonderin, Kilo Whiskey 4 X-Ray Golf. And I did learn something this week, so I want to share. So, over.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other hands? I found my stopwatch, and so I'm going to be timing everybody. We're going to keep it short this time, but we do want to get some ideas across. Okay, any other hams?
Well, this is Jan in Kansas, but I'm not a ham yet. I'm just trying to figure out whether I can do it or not.
Oh, you can do it. I guarantee it. You were able to get on the right point here, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, well, I'll be getting my radio. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I covered you, it sounds like. Go ahead. Say it again.
Oh, no. I was just saying that I'll be ordering my radio, and then maybe I can say I'm a real one.
Okay. Gotta go take the test and get past the test to become a ham. Anybody else want to check in? Any check-ins, whether you got a call sign or not, please call now.
Yeah, this is Pennsylvania Jan here again. Over.
Okay. Anybody else?
Michigan Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Anyone else? Okay, sounds like it's going to be a six. If anybody comes in, they can come in. All right.
This is Mary from Massachusetts.
Oh, Mary. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. No,
to,
it was my fault. I'm muted myself. I'm just calling in. My girlfriend and I, we've got some ham radios here.
Yay!
I'm not with her tonight. We're going to get together, but I haven't. We've been doing a lot of other things, so I'm finally here.
I'm glad you're here, Mary. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Terry, KI0RE. Terry from Colorado.
Okay,
Terry
sure.
From Colorado. Tango, Echo, Romeo, Romeo, Yankee. Terry from Colorado.
Nice to meet you,
Terry.
And this was Mary?
Yes, it's all new to me, but I'm going to backtrack and learn. I'm going through the other meetings now I was going through earlier.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I'm sorry. Anybody else? Okay, I don't hear anybody. Nothing heard. We'll touch base towards the end. Everybody's welcome to talk. I found out a lot more about software-defined radios, and it's being driven very much so by commercial and military uses. But it's opening up. And I didn't know it'd been going for 5-6 years now, hot and heavy. I just found out about the GNU radio, GNU. They have a software-defined radio that is open to anybody that wants to get it. Wonderful. All you got to do is get the hardware. So anyway, that's what I found out about. I would like to know if you made contact with a ham or a club this week to kind of help you through things. If not, that's okay. You don't have to admit it. And anything else you learned this week. And I'm going to go to Don. Don, I'm going to put a two-limit minute on you. 2 minute limit. Oh boy, my tang got tangled. It's your floor, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Terry. Welcome everybody to the call. I want to just point out what a wonderful job Jan did on putting together our ham radio committee plan. If you folks haven't seen it, I don't know if Jan's got it published yet, but make sure you get a copy of that and read it through. He did a fabulous job on establishing the who, where, when, why, and how of our ham radio plan that we're putting together, why we need to do it, who needs what kind of radios, what their purpose is, kind of some what the pitfalls will be in life along the way if you don't have one. And then at the end there, he's got some examples of different units that you can get out and purchase. So make sure you get a copy of that plan and read through it and get familiar with it. And, of course, everybody along the way, if they have suggestions about things that we might want to add to it, certainly bring them up. Then I also want to talk about just real briefly a post that I had discussions with the Ohio chapter of the Oath Keepers. Michigan Oath Keepers works in association very closely with Ohio. We meet together, train together, and work on comms together. And so there's a great deal of concern about the upcoming elections, and the consensus seems to be that we're going to be damned if we do and damned if we don't. In other words, if Trump wins, that there's already been tweets out by the BLM that says if Trump wins, they're warning white people there's going to be riots everywhere, and you're going to have all the people who are so far over on the left who are going to stand up and raise quite a ruckus that could turn into a pretty big mess. But on the other hand, then if Hillary wins, then you're going to have a fuse that will very easily be lit because you have all the Trump supporters who got beat up, spit on, knocked on the ground and had their stuff stolen and their cars smashed and destroyed. And so if Hillary wins, then the Hillary supporter group is going to be ha 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 and all of this, and so then there's the fear that the reaction won't be to turn the other cheek like there was during the campaigning where they tried to maintain a good image for Mr. Trump and his supporters. And if Hillary wins, well, that image just won't matter anymore. And so then they're going to strike back. So we're kind of on a yellow alert. That's my language. They don't use that, but everybody might be familiar with the alert colors. And we're thinking that there's going to be a difficult time regardless of who wins this election. So how that affects people on this call, the clock is ticking. You better get your equipment. Certainly work to get licensed as soon as you can. Of course, you know, we always talk about that if the balloon goes up, there's not going to be a government body out there who's, you know, running around chasing around people using ham radios that aren't licensed to do so. But so get your equipment first and kind of light a fire under that and get it in your hands as soon as you can, because November's coming. And we're not very confident that we're going to proceed very smoothly from there is what I'll say. So that's about what I have to share right now. Over.
Oh, thank you, Don. Okay, that was 4 minutes and 15 seconds. I'm timing this time. I want to get down to where you push your communications into a smaller area. And, Don, I hope you don't feel like I'm picking on you. I'm not.
As a matter of fact, I didn't have a timing device in front of me, so I apologize.
That's fine. One thing that you can use to make your time go is you can say, I'd like to continue, and turn it back to net control, because net control might have something else, or maybe somebody talked while you were talking and needed the channel for an emergency. So that's all I'm saying. It's possible, and we try to keep the band open as we can. So no problem. I'll come back to you. Wonder Ann, KW4XG, go ahead.
Yes, two things that I've learned. One is that when I'm on the calls, when I'm on a ham radio call, we have a Monday night at 8:30, Monday and Friday at 8:30, and Thursday at 7:30. It took my mentor, and this is why mentors are so valuable, it took my mentor Sunday to explain to me that when they say, okay, Alpha from Alpha to M, give us your call sign, and then they do the second half of the alphabet. Well, mine started with a K, so I thought he was talking about K, but he said a word I'd never heard until after I was told by my mentor, suffix, because most of the ham radio signs, call signs, start with K. So everybody would be saying it. It starts after your number. The suffix is after your number, so that's what I learned. And I was at a meeting, and at a ham meeting, and it's really important. We were talking what you were saying about the computer radios and stuff. So that's over.
For a second. 124. Yeah, good. If you go back and listen to last week, other week's Wonder Ann, you'll find that I did ask for by suffix. Oh, I didn't do it this week because I'm going to move us to a format. If we just miss any people, it doesn't matter. This is called a round robin format. And we would go to a directed traffic net. In other words, if you had traffic, you would call the net control first, and then net control would give you a chance to talk. We've been going round robin, and it's very similar to each other. It's just the way it's conducted. Okay, thank you, Andrean. Jan in Kansas, what did you learn this week, and did you make contact with any hams or ham clubs?
Well, I have to plead ignorance, and I didn't learn a thing about hams. I learned a lot about a lot of other things, but I did not make contact yet. I think I'm kind of afraid of it. You know, it's always seemed like it was something that, like, techie-type people did, and that isn't me. So I'm hanging in here with the calls, though. Over.
Okay, great. That was 27 seconds on my clock. Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry.
It's no big, it's a big deal. You can step out and make the contact when you feel comfortable, buddy. I just want to encourage people to do it.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little more comfortable about it, you know, the more I'm on the calls. So.
But I have to admit that, you know, up until a few weeks ago, Wonder Ann wasn't a ham, and she found out they're really nice people.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I'm a ham, and I think I'm a pretty nice person.
Well, I think you are, too.
Okay, well, thank you. And so they're just like you are. They really are just like you. And you know what? They want to help you learn. They won't cram stuff in your throat. Some of them, I suppose, will, but those are the stupid ones. they will be nice and they'll help you learn something. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and make that contact when you feel comfortable.
Okay,
Jan in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, sir. You have the floor.
Yes, thank you. Very nice, Ham. The website information wasn't a single-person effort. Terry provided a lot of information, and Don provided information, and Gerard and John and a whole bunch of people. So there was a lot of people's input went into that. And I got that to John on Monday. I thought it would be up Tuesday. He spent most of the day between that and one other page he was doing for the website. Towards the evening, he entered it all, and it all disappeared. He lost a whole day's work, so it'll be a couple of days before we actually get it up on site. Terry mentioned the software radios, and she sent me 5 links on current state and also on a symposium that's going on starting the 12th in Boulder, Colorado, if anyone's interested on software radios. If you want the URLs for that, just email me, jan@nationallibertyalliance.org, and I'll be happy to send them on to you. Over.
Oh, 1 minute and 5 seconds. Great, Jan. Thank you very much. I went ahead and purchased a ticket for the first day since I don't know much about SDRs. And then I also it's free. They're having a little get together up at a manufacturing place here in Evergreen, Colorado. And I think Great Scott Gadgets. That's free. And anybody, you just have to tell them you're coming so they buy the right bunch of food. And so I went up and signed out for that, and I have the tickets in my hot little mitts. So anyway, thank you very much, Jen. I appreciate the kudos. Paul in Michigan, it is your turn, sir. What did you make any contacts with him or a club, or what did you learn this week?
Well, I picked my neighbor's brain. He's a kind of a ham kind of guy. He's kind of drifting out of it a little bit, but I picked his brain for about an hour and asked him a few questions. He gave me some websites to check out, and I haven't had time to do anything else yet with the ham business, so that's about it. Over.
Did you learn anything this week, or is that it?
Yeah, I learned. He taught me some stuff. He gave me a lot of advice and stuff. So, you know, I wrote notes down, but I'm pouring concrete, so I didn't have any other time. So that's where I'm at now.
Excellent. Well, I missed what you was. You're well under a minute. I'm going to put you down as 45 seconds. That's because I strung you out a little more. But that's excellent, Paul. And, yeah, keep going. That's great. You had a conversation about ham radio or radio in general. And that's very good. That's excellent. I'm glad that you did. And that counts. If you're talking to anybody about ham radio, I count it. Okay, Mary in Massachusetts, the floor is yours, and I am pushing the button.
Yes, actually, the gal that I'm working with, we kind of teamed up together. She has my device, so we're going to try to meet by the weekend or the first of the week and go over the information in the Committee of Safety, because we're part of the Committee of Safety in Massachusetts. She's Essex County and I'm Middlesex County. And we're going to try to pull this together ourselves and try to reach out to some other guys in Massachusetts who are working with the 3%ers, and we're going to try to see if we can get a meeting together to all get this together. That's where I am. Over.
Okay, 44 seconds, Mary. Very good. That's the most important part. Communicating does take a little bit of exercise, shall I say, and a little bit of expertise that maybe we don't all have. If we continue to have low numbers on this call, we'll either end the call or we'll start teaching a little class, and I'll talk a little more at first and then ask for questions, and it'll be a directed net. In other words, you'll just call in. And Lori, if you're out there, you can talk too if you want. Okay. Go ahead.
Hearing? Okay.
Yeah, I hear you.
I just need to learn the mechanics of it, and I think with me, I understand what the other woman was saying. I'm okay with techie stuff if you show it to me. If I don't practice it, then I'm not good. So it has to start getting done this week, and that's what my girlfriend and I were talking about. She has my device. So if I had my device, then I would probably be ahead learning. I would be running and learning. But I'm trying to get a hold of the device. And as soon as I do that, which we have made a couple of scenarios to meet, as soon as I do that, we have other people. I think it's really important to have other people in our state that already know how to do this. Like I said, we've reached out to the three percenters, and I want to reach out to the Oath Keepers to get them not only involved in the Committee of Safety, but to get this ham radio thing down so we know where everybody's meeting every 3 hours. So it's the mechanics of it for me. As the mechanics of it to... You know, I need to really dive into it this week. That's my project. That's my project this week. Over.
Hey, was that Mary or Lori?
Mary.
Okay, Mary. Wasn't sure. Lori.
I need to learn the protocol. I need to learn everything. I'm like kind of new here tonight. I knew about it, but I was working on other avenues of the Committee of Safety, so I'm a little bit late on the ham radio thing. Over.
All right, no problem. No problem. We're glad you're here. That was about a minute. A little over a minute. It's important to listen, and that's why I did it this way, is I wanted to give everybody a chance to hear what a network sounds like. All of y'all, most of y'all have been on at least once or twice. So now you know one way to do it, and I'm going to show you the other way maybe next time. I am open for questions, so let's try a Q&A here for a minute. Jan, you don't need to change anything. I would like to go down through and see if anybody has any questions. And I can actually do that like a directed net. So I will now throw it open for questions. If you have a question, give me your call sign and your name, or just say your name and state. Any questions?
I have a question. Mary here.
Okay, Mary, go ahead.
Okay, they do have these online courses for certification. Would you recommend that I get into one?
I'm sorry. I got a little noise here.
It's okay. They have
online courses, yes. Go ahead from there.
Would you recommend that I get into one of those ASAP?
Not necessarily. I think that getting a local ham is much more important than getting it done on the webpage. But it all depends on how you learn. If you learn very well by just reading the questions and taking the test, then some of this, and you don't have to have it explained to you, you can read it and you understand it. That's great. I think Wonder Ann was kind of in that category, and she knows a few places where you can go. Do you know what your style of learning is?
Well, I'm definitely more hands-on when it comes to technical issues. I take notes. Somebody shows me how to do it, I take notes, and then I'm good, because then I go back through and I go step by step. Sometimes if you're reading something online, online courses can be difficult, because it's like when you go to school when you're younger, you open your math book and you don't understand it, but as soon as the teacher comes in and explains you how to do a quadratic equation, you know exactly how to do it, you know?
And I think that it's going to take both. I noticed that when I taught classes, the people who didn't study at all and relied upon my classes for 6 weeks.
Appointment scheduled for Friday at 5 o'clock.
Excuse me?
We need to make sure that we're getting equipment that the military need to fight the wars. Yeah. And so, you know.
Cross-channel stuff here,
yeah.
Jan.
Seems to me.
Okay, let me just say that. That's why I'm encouraging people to go contact a ham, because then you'll have somebody readily available that you can call and they'll explain it to you.
Excellent.
And if you,
thank you.
some places, like out in California, when I had Ron, when I talked to him, he found a place that they met once a month or once every 2 weeks. But every weekend on Saturday morning from 8 to 9, they were at this one breakfast place, and it was specifically so people could come in and learn and ask their questions, and somebody would explain it to them. And he said that was great for him. So I encourage you to talk to the ham. But there's plenty of places you can get a book. I recommended the one, the Ham Radio License Manual from ARRL.org. It's excellent. So that's one place you can go, or you can go online. Maybe right here is a good place to say, Wonder Ann, can you give them one of the places that you think was the best for reading online about ham radio?
Yes, because this is Wonder Ann, KW4XG, and the question is great. I had the problem of just doing QRZ when I did my first ham test, and I didn't know what they were talking about. This time, I went on and did onlinehamtest.com, and they had the snippet of information, just like as if you had a teacher in front of you and you read it, then you tested right away on that material, and you could go back and forth on the material. I would recommend doing the online because it gives you the FCC information, which I had nothing. I knew nothing about it. I went back to school to get my electronics because I knew nothing about electronics. So you don't have to do that when you do the onlinehamtest.com. They have it there in snippets, questions in snippets, and it helps you to go over and over and over the test. I took all three tests, and I did it in 6 weeks, but it was 1,700 questions. And Terry's not urging you. I'm not urging you to do it. I just didn't want to take another test. So it was my impetus, okay? But if you just did that for your tech, it's very well written, and if you have a background in electronics, it's very well written to explain in snippets, like you were in a classroom getting your snippet information from your teacher, and I love that. So over. Pardon me.
Does that answer your question, Mary?
Yes, and I think it kind of full circle to a little bit of both is good, but like you say, when it comes down to it, you really need to reach out to somebody that's practicing that can show you. Yeah, you need a little bit of both.
Absolutely.
But
I agree.
I think the hands-on training is more valuable, too.
Okay. All right, and I heard somebody else in there. Go ahead with your traffic.
Well, if nobody else wants to pop in, I've checked with our local ham group. They have a meeting every second Tuesday of the month. They meet from 7 to 8 or 9. They have the exam from 6 to 7. And so I took Wonder Ham's advice, and I got a hold of what I thought she said was Ham Test Online, and looked at it. It had a free trial thing for 50 questions, so I ran through that. That seemed kind of reasonable. So I signed up for that, and then I went and emailed the local ham group and signed up for the test next Tuesday. So I may not see you next Tuesday, I'm not sure. If I can find enough time to study between now and then, I'll go give it a shot. But I really like the ham test online because it's just like taking an exam. They give you a little bitty blurb, like Wonder Ann said, 4 questions. You can go hit a question. If it's incorrect, it'll tell you. You can just go through the whole list if you're stubborn, or you can ask for the right answer. If you have an area where you miss questions consistently, it will repeat. You can set how often things repeat. If you're making mostly right answers as you go through the thing, then you don't want it to repeat very often. So all of that stuff is settable on the website. I've found it so far. I've had, I guess, yesterday and today a chance to look at it. seems to be a really good teaching aid for somebody like me. I have the book as well, but since I'm on a computer all the time, anytime, anyway, if I have 5 minutes, I go over and pull it up and run through a little bit more of it. So it's very convenient for me. Over.
Well, thank you, Jan. That was good input. And good luck on your test. That should be great. I think you won't have any problems knowing you. Go ahead. Who else was that?
Just Mary here again. Just only because this is my very start with this. The gal who got our two radios, she's a little bit ahead of me. If I'm to set up a time and to meet with some local people, I don't know how this call sign works. Am I going to be wasting my time if I don't have a call sign already, and where do I get that?
When you pass your test, the FCC will issue a call sign. It takes about a week to 10 days for it to come up. Once you know your call sign, you can go on the air in accordance with the regs anyway.
Okay.
Until you get your call sign, you should not push that press-to-talk switch. Make sense?
Okay. So is this in the Committees of Safety and the Jan would probably know this, but the Committees of Safety, HAM, it's where we go to get our call sign. Is that going to be listed in there? This is probably directed at Jan.
No. You have to go to where a volunteer examiner is conducting a sanctioned ham radio testing session. I am a VE. I help with two other VEs, and we hold a testing session, and we have to announce it and make it open to the public. Those can be found if you go up on ARRL.org and kind of look around a little bit. And I think there's one on learning and testing. There's a place up there to look for clubs, and there's a place to look for testing sessions. You want to go to a testing session, just like Jan is going to do next week. Does that answer your question?
Yes, that does. That's the first thing I thought of. If I set up everything up and I get there, if I haven't done the prerequisite that I need and I don't have a call sign, well, isn't that going to be a waste of time?
Yeah, that will get upset at you. But if you make contact with the club, that's the first thing they'll tell you is how to get to the test and how to make their meetings. But I would encourage you to do all of these. These have been some good recommendations from Wonder Ann and Jan.
Thank you, Jan.
Okay, anybody else with crack?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. I'm sorry, I cut you off. What did you say?
No, that's okay. I was just saying that was the site, the first site I went to was the ARRL site, but I have to go through it further, so I'll try to find somebody local. Thank you, Jan, for your information.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else with traffic? Call now, please.
Late check-in.
Okay, late check-in. Go ahead.
KD0 Zulu, Charlie Zulu, Frank in Scotts Bluff.
Frank, I was asking if they made contact with him or what they learned this week. Would you like to handle one of those questions or both?
Absolutely. I can answer the second question. Was not able to take part in our weekly Sunday night net here in Scotts Bluff. But I have participated in that in the past, if only to check out new equipment and get feedback, and also to pick up the latest news. I wasn't able to talk with the local hams this week, but I did listen in last week, of course, Terry, and went back to my study course, which we used in Colorado. You may be familiar with the Ham Radio School Com, Stu Turner in Colorado Springs. And he has a wonderful series of study books. And our Oath Keeper group in Colorado used his first tech license course. And we all 14 of us passed the tech course with it. So that was a very helpful course. Again, that's hamradioschool.com, and you could check that out as a Colorado resource, Terry. One thing I got this week as I went back to the book to try to learn something new was that there is something called a band plan, which radio clubs have. Local clubs tend to have a plan for going to certain frequencies immediately during emergencies. And I knew about one frequency, the 146.50, I believe that is, national. You can correct me if I got the numbers wrong. The national emergency single sideband frequency. But I was also reminded in the book this week that there's a second emergency frequency on the, I believe that's the 2 meter, on the 2 meter frequency, which is 446.00. So I'll be listening to those two more often this week and get with my local club and ask them what their band plan is. Over.
Okay. Thank you very much, Frank. That was excellent. Yeah, I can correct one frequency. The VHF, and they're not called emergency channels, they're call frequencies. So if you can't find anybody anywhere at any time, you go to those two frequencies. On VHF, it's 146.52, and that's just a convention that they made a long time ago before I got into ham radio. And then on UHF, it's 446.000. Those are call channels. So if there are no repeaters around and nothing's working and you can't establish contact, go to one of those channels and listen and make your calls. You can also use the Wilderness Protocol, which is every 3 hours, transmit and listen for 5 minutes and then put it away. And that kind of conserves battery. So it's just all depends on what the situation is. And thank you very much for the reference to the internet study materials at hamradioschool.com. And band plans go the other way, too. Not only do they have a plan for how they're going to use their repeaters, but they also have what's called a band plan that says, these are for repeater offsets. These frequencies are for Morse code. This frequency or these frequencies in this little section are for digital modes. And this frequency right here is reserved for simplex. And there's many band plans. There is kind of a national agreement from the AARRL on a band plan, and that's just so that somebody isn't fearing with somebody else. So, very good. I appreciate you bringing that context up, Frank. Is there anybody else that wants to make a comment or a question?
I would have a quick comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to address the young lady that was speaking earlier about the involvement in the Oathkeepers. I am the president of the Michigan Oathkeepers, and I work in very close coordination and affiliation with the Ohio group. And one of the reasons I got initially excited about what we're doing here with the AM plan is that we're working on the same thing in the Oathkeeper group, and at some point I'm going to be merging those two together, at least in the state of Michigan, and trying to develop a model that can be followed in other states. But given that I'm wearing both hats right now, I think I'm in a great position to be able to do that. So that is on the table, and that is my strategy. And as each side grows to a certain point when the time is right, then I'll be pulling them together.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just was thanking him for that tidbit of information. This is Mary. Thank you.
Yeah, it's very good information. So I'm kind of open. We have about 5 more minutes that we can use for whatever we want. Does anybody want to have a question answered or bring up another subject and ask for discussion?
This is Wonder Ann at KW4XG, and I got my ARRL magazine invitation, I guess you'd say, to order it. And in it, it had the phonetic alphabet for us to use on the ham radios, because I couldn't remember what was what. And I had to call a friend to help me with just my call letters. So I typed it up and sent it to Jan. If anybody wants it, I'm sure Jan's going to get it on our website so that you'd be able to learn how to speak in phonetic language. It is it's much easier to say your call sign if you're phonetically saying it. It's not, it sounds, you know, when we do our alphabet. So I just wanted to encourage people that it is available now. And also something on the website, when I'm on the Monday night call page, the whole right column is in your ASCII code. So if someone wants to look at that, or maybe it's my computer. Over.
Okay, thank you, Wonder Ann. I appreciate that. I once had to deliver in the military, deliver the entire alphabet and the phonetics, standard phonetics, the Air Force. And I had to do it in less than 10. Can't do it now, but I can try. But anyway, I am Kilo India Zero Romeo Echo. And once you get used to hearing that, that gets through the noise a whole lot easier than saying KI0RE. And I'm sure you found that out. Kilo Whiskey 4 X-ray Golf. Okay, anybody else? Do we have any late check-ins?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Is this forum for cult observer?
It's for what? Oh, court observer? No, that's going to be here in about 15 minutes. If you just kind of wait quietly, you can listen to us ending our call, and then you'll be able to pick up, okay?
Okay. What the key I need to push to be heard?
I don't know how the court observer is conducted, but I'm sure you just have to star six when you're ready, and they open it up for a Q&A session. Okay?
Okay.
Wait for the Q&A session, hit star six, and then I think a one, and your hand will be raised. They'll be able to get to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, anybody else want to say anything? I'm going to wrap it up here pretty quick if you're not.
Hi, it's just me, Roseanne from Kansas. I've been listening. Just wanted to say hi.
Well, thank you, Roseanne. I'm so glad that you checked in today. Have you been able to make contact or a group yet? And did you learn anything this week?
I haven't. I got a book from the library, but I haven't talked to anybody in town. I don't think I'm a hammer. I was kind of thinking I'm not a hammer, but anyway. I like the atmosphere.
Okay,
thank
great.
You.
Thank you very much, Roseanne. I appreciate you coming on. I hope you continue to come on and give us shed forth and give us the pleasure of your intellect here. Okay, if there's no more traffic. Then I will go ahead and wrap it up. Thank you all very much for coming to the NLA Hams Net. This has been a round-robin type net and then a more of a directed net at the last. We'll probably do a directed net next week. So if you can find out how a directed net works, you'll be able to kind of fit in a little bit better. If you can't, that's okay. I'll walk you through it. And being on a conference call, we haven't had to turn off anybody. It's all been open. And anybody can talk, It's just that you guys have been very, very good about not talking while somebody else is talking. And we haven't had to worry about unmuted and muted and all that other stuff that has to go on. So I'm very impressed with this group of people. You guys are really good. And I want to also tell you that I am very grateful for everybody's input today. It was fantastic. And I thank you very much for getting on this call. I hope you come back next week. And I hope you can make contact with somebody and learn something new. If anybody has a topic they'd like to discuss, please send me email. I'd be happy to cover it. Okay. If there's no further check-ins, do we have any other check-ins?
Thank you for doing net control, Terry.
Oh, well,
yeah,
thank you
thank
very
you,
much.
Terry.
Thank you, Terry. Very nice
thank
to
you.
Meet you.
Appreciate it, Terry.
So I'll close the net. Thank you. You guys are nice. This has been the NLA Hams Net. We meet here about 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Wednesday nights for the foreseeable future. And we discuss ham radio communications in the support of the Committees of Safety and the NLA. So thank you all very much for participating, and I'm going to say the net is now closed. Okay, Jan, you can turn off the recording. Bye-bye.